Hi there. This is our third level two sequence, and it's designed to get you energized. So we're going to start straight away, lying on the back, making sure that the spine is fully on the ground. So I would tend to lie with my knees bent up and feet on the floor and semi-supine initially, clasping the sides of my mat and just slightly pushing with the hands to bring the shoulders down. And if there's any discomfort in your lower back or your neck, take a blanket for your head. So having established a good grounding for the back, back's comfortable, stretch out the heels, keeping the legs closely together. And when you've got to the end of that leg stretch, keep the tightness on your knees and stretch your arms out now at shoulder height. If you've got shoulder problems, palms down. Otherwise, palms up. And then we're going to do leg swings, what I've always called leg swings, but of course technically that's Paravrita Supta Parangustasana, 10 times with each leg. So I'm going to inhale up, exhale, take my right leg across the body, inhale up, exhale, take the right leg down. Left leg, inhale up, exhale, take the leg across, inhale up, exhale down. So that's one set. So the main thing is to keep your knees tight throughout this and just give a gentle twist to the spine. So now I've done two sets. Inhale upright, exhale across. Inhale up, exhale down. Left, inhale up, exhale over. Inhale up, exhale down. Right. So I'm going a bit faster now. Left. Right. Feel the hips loosening, the back's loosening. Now we're going to pause here. That should be five on each side. And what we're going to do now is really stretch the heel. Exhale as you lift the right leg. Point the toes. Inhale as you take the leg across the body. Stretch the heel. Exhale, lift the leg up. Inhale, point the toes and down you go. Okay, so we're doing the opposite breathing with a bit of heel stretch. So stretch the left heel. Exhale, lift the leg up. Point the left toes. Take that leg over to the right. Stretch the heel. Exhale up. Point the toes. Inhale down. Right. So now off you go again. To the left. If you can, remember to point the toes and stretch the heels, but at least be trying to get the breath where you now exhale to lift, inhale over, exhale to lift, inhale down. Left leg, right leg, left leg. I think we might have done enough, but we'll do one more anyway. Right leg, last round. Left leg, last round. And if you then again place your feet so the heels are close to the buttocks, I'm sure you'll feel a lot warmer and more mobile around the hips and the lower back. So that means we can hop up onto our feet and we move straight into Utkatasana, chair pose. So perhaps we'll do the first round with the feet apart, hip width, maybe slightly more. We press well into the heels, again, knees tight. Feel like you can really stretch the trunk up out of the pelvis. And in a Tadasana position, tighten your elbows, shoulders back, eyes forward. So from here, inhale, arms up, Urdhva Hastasana. Exhale, bend the knees. Now just keep them pointing forwards as you move your buttocks down and back. Lift your arms up, eyes forward and up. Couple of breaths here in your Utkatasana. Inhale up, exhale, take the arms down. So you could repeat that way, or you could decide you've got plenty of energy already and feeling really positive about yoga and life, in which case, join your feet. Tadasana with the feet together. Arms forward, interlock the fingers, turn the palms away,
Urdhva Baddhi Anguliasana, and down into Utkatasana. Couple of breaths there. Or really, as long as you can hold the pose comfortably with the chest open, tummy's just drawing slightly back to the spine, legs strong, eyes forward, and then inhale up. Exhale, bring the hands in front of you. Turn the palms to face. You'll all be familiar with this. Done it many times. Change the interlock, re-stretch the arms. And once more, Utkatasana. Sitting low, eyes forward, lifting the chest. Strong legs, press into the heels. Try and keep the ears up. Sorry, the ears up. Arms up beside the ears. And then inhale, up you come. Release the arms, relax the legs. So make sure you're standing in the centre of your mat so that you're facing the long edge. And we are going to do Trikonasana. So if you want to use a wall, brick, chair, anything like that, grab it now or pause this audio and fetch what you need. Otherwise, Tadasana in the centre of the mat. Feeling hopefully much enlivened from that little intelligizing set. And then just on an inhalation, bring the arms up to the chest, exhale, bend the knees, inhale, jump. Fully one leg length, if not more. Turning out with the right foot, in with the left toes. Keeping the tummy to the center, shoulders down, knees tight, elbows tight, and stretch out over that right leg. Trikonasana, triangle pose. How long are you going to stay? Well, it's a very individual thing. The measure is the breath needs to be smooth and even, quite deep. So you've got time to think about stretching the sides of the trunk out of the pelvis, as well as keeping these arms and legs strong, having the chest open. If you can, you look up to that left thumb. As you inhale, up you come. Feet to the front. Keep stretching the arms. Tighten the elbows. Tighten the knees. And then take the left foot out. So the toes point to the narrow end of the mat. Press into that right heel. Turn those toes in. And on an exhalation, come over that left leg. Really stretch the spine and the trunk out of the pelvis. Stamp into your heels. Strong legs. Reach up with the right fingers. Open the chest. And see, as you hold the pose, can you grow longer in the spine? I'm still there. I've just stopped talking. I'm gathering some breath. Inhale, pull up with the right hand, feet to the front, and then step or jump, ideally jump, legs back together, Tadasana. So just feel how Tadasana comes now, and then we'll be moving straight into Parsvakonasana. So if you can jump your legs wide, more than one leg length, one and a half, and take just the left arm up into Urdhvahastasana. So close to the head that the inner upper arm is against the left ear. Then turn the right foot out, the left toes in. Bend the right leg to 90 degrees at the knee. Rest the right elbow on the knee and be stretching that left arm still past the ear. So it's very clear, strong stretch on that left side. If you've got any energy left, you take the right hand down the inside to the inner ankle of the right leg. Keeping your hips low, keeping your head in contact with your arm. Inhale, come up. Feet to the front. Reverse the feet. Stretch into Urdhvahastasana with that right arm now. So the inner upper arm against the ear. And as you exhale, bending the left knee, bending at the hip, placing left elbow on the left knee. Pause there. Tummy's to the front. Stretching the right side. Stretching the left side. Pressing into both heels. And if you've still got the capacity to go deeper, lower, then take that left hand down the inside of that left leg to the floor. And when you lift, keep the head in touch with the arms. Inhale. Up you come, feet to the front. Jump back together. Tadasana. So make this pose very compact compared to the pose you've just done. Feel how the deeper breathing comes from the pose, opening the chest, so that the chest stays nicely open as the breath settles. So if you've looked at the sheet, which I hope you did, the next pose will be Ardha Chandrasana. Now, you may not want anything for that. If you're tall, particularly if you're tall, you might well appreciate having a stack of blocks or a chair. So if you can jump, make sure you do not jump onto any props you're using. Go to triangle pose once again. After triangle pose, reach well forward so you can place your hand on your blocks or on the floor about 30 centimetres or 1 foot in front of the right wee toe. And now that stretch that you had into the back leg in the last pose, find it back. Reach into the heel of the raised leg. Reach up into the top hand. Open the chest. Really feel the openness, the joy of the extension. And then come back. Triangle pose. Should feel heavenly now. And then up you come. Take a moment to shift your blocks to the other side. And if you're jumping, don't jump onto them. So from Tadasana, Trikonasana. From Trikonasana, triangle pose, bend the knee. Place that left hand now, a similar distance in front of the left wee toe. And as you transfer the weight into that left foot, really press into the heel and the left hand so that you can stretch into the leg behind you. Lift it. Make it light. Make it long. Feel there's a strength in that standing leg that allows the spine to extend. And then big step back. Triangle pose. Just for a moment. Appreciate that in some way that pose has improved, transformed, but hopefully improved. And then inhale, up you come. And then prepare to sit. So we have a chance to rest the legs, but they'll still be working. Marichyasana 1. Most people like to sit on a bit of a raise for this, and many people benefit from having a bit of a raise for the hand behind as well, or maybe a wall if you're near a wall. So Dandasana first, stick pose. Perch your buttocks on the edge of your blanket or block. Stretch your legs out like we did right at the beginning. Press your heels into the floor. Pull up your kneecaps. Pull up your thighs and lift your tummies. Roll the shoulders back and down so that you can lift up with the spine. So from Dandasana, we're going to bend up our left leg. We're going to bring the heel close to the buttock, and then we're going to again try and sit tall, as we did there in Dandasana. I'm going to suggest that we stretch both arms up to Urdhva Hastasana. Exhale and turn to the right and place the hands as shown in the picture. Classic Marichyasana 1. Now that you're in Marichyasana 1, press both heels to the ground. Use both hands to lift up with the trunk and both arms to help you turn. Nice open turn. Now stretch up the arms. Come back to the centre. Stretch out the legs. Dandasana, just for a moment. Because the nice thing about the Dandasana is feeling the effects of that simple twist. They can linger for quite some time. Left leg stays straight and right leg up, heel close to the buttock. Press into both heels, sit tall. Inhale, stretch up both arms, Urdhva Hastasana. Exhale, turn and drop the arms into position again. So Marichi Asana 1. Now I want you to add in, compared to the last side, watching the breath a bit more. So you exhale more deeply. So you turn more fully. So all these spinal muscles warming up, being activated. Inhale up with the arms, back to the front. Stretch out the legs. Dandasana. So then we move on to the slightly stronger twist, the closed one. So if you elected not to take a raise for Marichi Asana 1, you will more than likely benefit from a raise now. Just a small raise. And we'll bend the right leg once again. And we'll stretch up with the arms, Urdhva Hastasana. Deep exhalation. Turning to the right. Hook that left elbow outside the right knee. And push into the right hand behind you so you can lift the tummy, open the chest and turn. Lift your eyes slightly, lift your chin, look further to the right. Breathe out, still a little bit more. And then inhale, Urdhva Hastasana, back to the front, stretch out the legs. So be still for a moment. Quietening the legs, opening the chest, let the weight come into your buttocks, and bend up the left leg. Press into both heels, stretch up with the arms, feel long in the waist, sharp exhalation as you fix that right elbow outside the left knee. Press into both heels. And use the arms to turn. Lift the eyes. Help you turn more. Exhale more deeply. That will help you turn still more. And then on an inhalation, come back to the center and stretch out your legs. So hopefully that's the spines ready for a standing twist. Legs have had a wee break, so hop, hop onto your feet. I suggest most people will want a raise for the left hand. And that raise should be at the right side of your mat. So it might be that you want the brick inside the ankle. It might be you want it outside. So just have it at the narrow end of your mat. From Tadasana, jump. On an inhalation, just one leg length is fine. Turn the right foot out, spin on that left heel, so you turn the leg in a little bit more than normal Trikonasana. Keep the tummy forward just for a moment, shoulders down. Now you're going to reach over that right leg with the right hand and then swing the left hand down, pick up the brick, and take it outside that right ankle if you can, or possibly inside if that feels better. Now you have to work the turn as we did in those seated poses. So press into your heels, lift your tummy up to your chest, open your arms wide, even looking up to that right hand if you can. And then on an inhalation, up you come, feet to the front, bricks to the left. Left foot out, Now really pressing into that right heel. Lift the right toes, turn them in as much as you can. So you start to feel the whole of that right leg turning in. But just for a moment, keep the tummy forward, chest forward, as you stretch out the arms. Shoulders down. Knees and elbows tight. And your next exhalation, reach over that left leg as if you were going for triangle pose, and then just swing that right hand down. Pick up your brick. And just try again, Paravrita Trikonasana. Try to completely revolve so you see the wall behind you. Really work the turn like you did in the seated poses. Deeper exhalation. And then inhale up, feet to the front, jump back together, sit on your bottoms, and make sure that you're not too close to a wall, because we're going to do Paripurnamabhasana, which is full boat pose. And if you really try and lift the legs and balance on your buttocks, it is possible to fall out of this pose, even though you're sitting down. So we're going to start, we're going to do it classically, as we would in Lightland Yoga. So Dandasana, but now not sitting on a block. I would suggest moving the buttock flesh away from the sit bones, so you're nice and sharply on the sit bones, sharply on the heels, hands outside the hips or fingertips outside the hips, pushing the floor to help you sit tall. Then Urdhvahastasana, up with the arms. Exhale, lean back, lean back, lean back, and keep the heels down as long as you can. And then they will have to lift so that you can balance on your buttocks. Lift those toes up to the level of your eyebrows. And if you can balance on your buttocks, do. Otherwise, hold your legs. And then release. Now, if you had great success at that, you might not want to do it again. But I would suggest as a pose that comes better, an extra, maybe two times. So if you want to use your hands behind you, or you want to use a belt around the feet, or around the chest and feet, or you want to use a wall, anything you've done in class is fine. Otherwise, classic basic pose from Dandasana. Urdhvahastasana, from Urdhvahastasana. Tilt back and back and back, and eventually the legs fly up and you just got to balance there on the buttocks, stretching the arms towards the wall in front of you, knees tight, elbows tight, legs close, and then release back to Dandasana. Recover your breath. The more you can push down with your hands, the more the legs can relax. Strong legs. Now, prepare. Lift the spine. Urdhvahastasana. Last time. Paripurnavasana. Boat pose. Squeezing those legs close. Taking the shoulders back more. Chest lifting. And then release. So it's a fast moving class because I want to energize you. I want you to feel really energized and positive and ready for action with this sequence. And you're going to fold your mats in half. Now you're going to lie down so that your head is on the floor. And again, your feet are close to the buttocks, because it's Chatush Padasana next. So the four points that we want to really press into the floor are our shoulders and our feet. So you can practice that as you're lying there. Really trying to take the shoulders down, pressing into the heels. But if you've looked at the pictures, you'll see I do actually take my hands and hold the sides of the mat. Push the mat away slightly, that helps free the neck. And then start to lift the hips up, lift the pelvis. You have to really power these heels to lift the pelvis and let more weight come into the shoulders. Chest open. Spine long. Throat soft. Now bring your spine back to the ground. Vertebra by vertebra. So from the shoulders to the waist to the pelvis. Relax your belly. That's a test run. Chatushpadasana. So again, think about that length of your spine peeling off the floor. When we come to the pose, but first, shoulders down, press into the heels. Feel the tailbone just lifting slightly, pelvis lifting, tummy toned. Now really push with the feet to lift the hips up, lift the spine up. Feel the weight rolling to the shoulder side of the pose. Keep the hips high and try and breathe here. Few breaths. Whatever your capacity is, you might want to practice the sequence again later. But for now, we'll roll the spine back down. So you feel the tummy really having to work. You connect with your spine. How smoothly it can come down. And then the sheet says three, so we do one more. So when you're ready, prepare the arms and legs. And then lift. Lift with a real lightness. So you feel that belly is broad, the chest is open. This one is higher than either of the ones before. Try to control your knees. People have a habit of letting the knees splay and now roll back down.
So that prepares the chest, neck and shoulders for your shoulder balance. Now, shoulder balance is definitely for those who have done it under instruction in class, whether that's a real life studio class or an online class. So as long as you can safely practice this without any danger to your circulation in your brain, without overstretching your neck, then just prepare as per the sheet. But I was going to suggest everyone has the raise of a chair for their toes in the halasana part. Yeah. Make sure you've also got a little bit of support for your tailbone, yes? So when you, yes, you can hear the furniture moving in our room. A belt is usually recommended in shoulder balance. But I'm not there to see you, so I don't know what you're doing. But I can definitely say the chest will open better if you can control the elbows. So from here, again, place the head on the floor. Make sure the shoulders are on the raise. Swing your toes to the chair. Any back issues, make sure you take your feet as wide as the chair. Get your strap on to the elbows and take yourself up into Sarvangasana, shoulder balance. Now in shoulder balance, we're again looking for steadiness, which we briefly looked at in a Tadasana earlier. But we are also looking to keep the length in the spine. Stretch up both sides of the waist. So if you work your legs like those standing poses, they will enliven the whole pose. They will lift the spine. The pose will be lighter. So strongly squeeze those legs together. Lift the heels. And as you exhale, let the shoulders come down. Relax the neck. Smooth, even breaths. Now keep the legs together if you can, and bring your toes back to the chair. Halasana, plow pose. Use your hands to keep lifting the spine.
so the sides of the waist are long. Keep the knees tight. Lift the thighs away from your face. And then just support your back with the hands. Oh, I should have said remove the strap if you do have one. Then support the back and roll down. So what we're going to do today for the Shavasana is just ease our shoulders off the shoulder pad, bringing your spine to the floor. And then just at the end of the spine, just as the top of your buttock comes down, hopefully you'll feel that the tailbone end of the pelvis, the coccyx, just catches the edge of the blocks and keep it there. So you'll feel like the fleshy part of your buttock's still on the support. And this should give a really lovely traction to the lower back. Not too much. Just a pleasant stretch when you're in the right place. If you're prone to backache, it might be better to cross the legs rather than do Baddha Konasana. You might even have been smart enough to put your chair around on your pad. That's possible. Baddha Konasana if you can. Soles of the feet together. Opening the hips, opening the abdomen. Swastikasana if that's your preferred pose. And feel the openness of the chest as you inhale now. How much freedom you've created in the neck, throat, and shoulder region. Feel how passive the belly is, how stable the hips are. This is a very restful variation on Shavasana. Smooth, even breaths. Find with each exhalation your ability to relax is greater. You feel some tension surfacing and releasing. A quietness starting to enter your state of mind and body. And a smoothness coming to the breath.
Now, if this is, it's about half an hour, I think we've been practicing. So this may be the end of your practice. You want to stay a little bit longer. Just pause the audio and take your time. There is, of course, the possibility that you are needing to spend a bit more energy and get moving. In that case, do the whole sequence again and enjoy.